This is what one has to deal with when Easter suddenly appears so early in the calendar. So yes, we raced last Friday and we're now racing again on Easter Monday, which is next Monday. So there's only about 10 days in between, and they're not all working days as well. So everybody's been very busy turning things around.
How busy has it been to get everything turned round in time?
Yeah, it has been. We needed the men on the ground, particularly, they've had a lot of work. We needed to move all the fences onto fresh ground for both the chase course and the hurdle course. So they'd all been moved in, all the running rail, 2 miles of running rail has been moved. All the repair works to both tracks has been done by casual labour that's come in and put the turfs back, rolled, and then put in sieve topsoil. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And in the meantime, of course, we've had the challenges of dry, cold weather. No grass really has started growing yet, which is unusual. And we're just about, I think, to get some wet weather starting this Thursday into Friday, which we need for the track. It does need some moisture on there, because we wouldn't want to be irrigating at this time of year when the weather is so cold. It can be really set the grass back. But we're getting there, and we'll all be done before Easter, and we look forward to seeing everybody on Easter Monday.
Things do look good, though, here.
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, you know, compared to some other tracks in the country, we've got certainly some more grass than others have. But you know, this wet winter has taken a real toll on racecourse running surfaces, as it's caused quite a lot of damage and repairs that had to be done. I think we're looking forward to Easter Monday and hope and pray that the wet weather we get at the start of the weekend doesn't continue until the end of the weekend.
And of course, being Easter, it's not just the race meeting, it's a family day.
Absolutely. Easter Monday is our sort of oldest and most traditional race meeting. We've held it, except for the war years, since 1905 here at Fakenham. And it is a very traditional day when a lot of families come racing. There's, you know, all the youngsters back from school or university tend to come and meet up with all their mates and have a very social time. There'll be a lot of car boot competitive picnicking going on, but also, you know, there is going to be some very good quality races. We've got 7 races, we've got 91 entries at the 5-day stage, and we'll see how those entries pan out into declarations, and they will, as always, declare 24 hours before racing on Easter Sunday. So Easter has, for me, has become a time when it's work as usual, because there's a lot of work that goes on the day before Easter Monday on Easter Sunday. But I'm looking forward to having a bit of roast lamb, probably at about, hopefully about 1 o'clock on Easter Sunday.